Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Mem Aleph. Nida Mem Aleph, as we are into the fifth parak of Meseches Nida, and we will start, we're actually in the middle of a discussion, but that's where we have to pick up, on the bottom of Mem of a base. We'll start with the word Yachol, four lines up from the bottom on Mem of a base. The Gemara here is discussing the Machlokas Tanaim that was brought up at the beginning of the parak, and that is about Yotzei Dofen, about a baby born cesarean section. Is that called a Leida or not? The Tanakhama said no, it's not called a Leida, and therefore there are no Yumei Tumah and Yumei Tara, and there's no Chiyuv Karban. Tanakhama holds it's not a Leida, it's not a birth. Birth, by definition, according to the Tanakhama, is a baby that comes out derech rechem. Rabbi Shimon does not have that requirement. Rabbi Shimon says, Harizek Yolid. You don't look so much at the process, but you look at the result. Lamaisa, the baby is born. So once you have a baby, you could say that it is a Yolid. It's based on Psukim, but that is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan, on the bottom of Memon Aleph, had said that even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Yotzei Dofen is called a birth regarding humans, regarding whether a woman has Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon would agree by Kadshim that the animal is not Kadosh if it is Yotzei Dofen. Rashi there said on yesterday's daf that it would be considered Kadam Muman Lehekdeshan. Somebody has a Yotzei Dofen and is Makdish that animal, because this is a mum. This is a mum that the animal is born with. So the Gemara then quoted a Brisa that tries to prove Rabbi Yochanan. It tries to prove that Rabbi Shimon would agree that by Karbanos, Yotzei Dofen would be a problem. So we pick it up in the middle of the Brisa. The Brisa's context is about the halacha of Imala Teired, Imala Lo Yered, the discussion of the ninth parak in Meseches Vachim. Certain types of animals or parts of animals, blood, meat, vechulu, is discussed there in Zvachim, that even if it's possible, if it goes up with the Mizbeach is collated, the Kedusha of the Mizbeach allows it, and is Mechayev it not to go down off the Mizbeach. Only if something is super duper possible, that then the Mizbeach wouldn't even collate it, and even if it goes up, it would have to go down. Imala Teired. But most items, Imala Lo Yered. So that's the limit of this brisa, what's included in each list of Imala Teired, Imala Lo Yered. So we pick it up in the middle. Right after Reb Shimon's sheet is quoted. Reb Shimon is the second sheet in the Brisa, right after his sheet is quoted, to include all items, all olin that went up. Imala lo yereitz. The Brisa then says, Yochol, four lines from the bottom. Yochol sha'ani marbe es haroveya vahanirba. I might think that I will include in the halacha of Imala lo yereitz even the following items, roveya, vahanirba, an animal that bestiality was committed with a human being, so I might think that even those are able to stay up on the Mizbeach, Vahamuksa, if it's designated for Avodah Zarah, as we'll get back to soon, Vahanevad, or it's actually worshipped. The Esnan Vahamachir, Esnan Amachir, Esnan is something that's paid to a woman for her services, Vahamachir, an animal that is changed and substituted for a dog, as described in Pashas Kiseitse, the Averos of Esnan Amachir Kelev, which are Pasul Agabe Ha Mizbeach, and v'ha-kil'ayim, v'ha-treifa, v'yotzei dofen. That's the one that's important for us. Kil'ayim, an animal that was born from two different types of parents, treifa and yotzei dofen. I might think all of these are included, and you'll also say by them, im'ala lo yered, tamalomar, zos. No, Zoe says these, only the ones first on the list, quoted earlier in the Brisa, are included in the halacha of Imala lo yered, but not these last group, which includes Yotzei Dofen, which is the Raya, because Rabbi Shimon is talking here, and Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shimon would agree that Yotzei Dofen is a problem by Karbanos. So you have it right here as a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly does Muksa mean in this context? This is a discussion that the Rishonim have whenever Muksa comes up in the Gemara. Here, Rashi says, what does Muksa mean? Sheyichdu l'tzarech tegrovas avaras kochavim. That you were miyached it, I designated it to use for tikrovas avaras zara. I'm going to use it to be makriv in front of an avaras zara. That's Muksa. The Ritva, on the next daf, today's daf actually, Mem Aleph on base, the Ritva argues with Rashi. It's a beautiful line. Says the Ritva, he quotes Rashi, then he says, No, I disagree with Rashi. Just designated it to be used for the Grovas of Avodah Zarah is not good enough to be called Muksa, which would then aser it to be used as a carbon. Why? Taha ein hektish l'Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing as a hektish l'Avodah Zarah. No, you have to actually do something. Ella, rather, what does it mean, says the Ritva? Shenasnu l'komrei Avodah Zarah. I gave it to the Avodah Zarah priests. Vehe echiluhu karshine Avodah Zarah. And they fed it. They already fattened it up in order to be used for Avodah Zarah. Right? This is a discussion in the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah. There are different opinions here. But the Ritva says, L'maisa, we don't paskin that hektish la'avodah zarah would work. No, that's only a special din when it comes to hektish, but not to Avodah Zarah. Right? The Gemara Avodah Zarah, Mem Dalet, discusses this. What's a svara? What's a svara to say this? Ain't hektish la'avodah zarah. There's only hektish la'hektish. There's no hektish la'avodah zarah. So it could be, based on the principle of the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Mishnah tells us, Ami Rasul Gavoa Kemitzi Rasul LaHedyot. Hektish works in a unique way. That right when I say that I'm giving something to Hektish, it goes to Hektish, right? You don't need a Maisa Kinyan when you give something to Hektish. What's the reason for that? So we've quoted in the past the Yerushalmi, that in Kiddushin, on that Mishnah, where the Yerushalmi says that LaHashem Ha'aretz Umloa, really the whole world belongs to Hashem. And therefore, when I want to give something, so to speak, back to God, when I designated to give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, so it was very easy to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's really God's anyway. So right when He gives it to me, right, Haaretz Asal Bnei Adam, He gives me certain items, so to speak. But right when I'm Makdish, the Mamela goes back. And therefore it's very easy to go back, but that principle only applies to Hektish, real Hektish. To Avodah Zarah is just the opposite. That's not God's domain. Or it is God's domain, and there's no such thing. But there's no such thing as Hektish Avodah Zarah, says the Ritva. According to Rashi, Rashi would have to say that maybe there is. Yichdu L'Tzarach Tekrovas. If you look in the Rambam, this is also a Machlokas, seems to be a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, until the Radvaz comes along and tries to make Shalom between the parties. The Rambam and the Ravid, in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. The Rambam there says, starting from the beginning of the parak, Echad ha-behema ve'echad ha-of, she-nirba o she-hemez es-ha-adam o mukso nevad ha-kol pasul agave ha-mizbeach. So the Rambam starts off by saying, our halacha, that if an animal is roveo nirba or designate or huksa, I'm not going to translate it yet, it's pasul agave ha-mizbeach. And then the Rambam goes through what each of these are. May emasai now in halacha dalad. May emasai tipasal habehema o haof mishamuksa. When would an animal or a bird be pasal v'gabe hamizbeach for muksa? Again, this muksa does not mean that it's pasal v'gabe hedyot. A regular person could use it. It's just v'gabe hamizbeach is pasal. So when is it? When does it become pasal? Mishayasu bohena komrim maisa. Says the Rambam, once the komrim do an act, once they do something, sounds like the Ritva, Kigocha Yigzizu Osa, when they shear its wool, O Yavdu Bol Hashem Avodah Zarah. Aval Bidvarim, Eino Naseh Muksa. She'ein Hektish Avodah Zarah. There's that line again. But just Bidvarim, just by designating it with my words, that is not Muksa, says the Rambam, because it ain't Hektish Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Ravid quotes that if you look in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, there are other Gersos, Amar Avram, Yesh Bisvarim Shalanu Nuscha Achrina. We have the opposite Gersa. The Rambam's Gersa is that once the shearing or the work is done, then it becomes Shel Avodah Zarah. The Ravid says that some Gersos have the exact opposite pshat. That once I give it to the Komrim, it becomes L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Once they shear it, or they fan it up for themselves, that is a bittul of my designation. Says the Ravid, Ein muksa asur ela ad sha'a sheyigzizu o yeshayavdu boklal. To be sha'a sheyigozizu oso, from the moment that they shear it, kfar batzla haksa aso. That undermines the haksa. V'chiluluhu, and they desecrated the chilul. The kiddush ula olam b'haksa aso lo bein and maisa hol b'haksa aso gufo lios avodah zarah. So the Ravid sounds like Rashi, sounds like the other daya. Says the Radvaz, is that such a machlokas? I'd rather not say. First of all, it's different gersos. So I'd rather say, says the Rambam, says the Radvaz, that they both agree with each other. say he's nota, to say that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, to say that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid, it's not 100% clear. But the Radvaz tries. What's the chilek? What's the chilek? When are words good enough and when are words not good enough? Va'ani ba'ani omer, says the Radvaz right there. In Yisurim is be'ach da'alav da'alav, ki shtei hagirsos emes, ki hagirsos asher katzav ha'Ravid zal, Iri bimuksola avod oso mamish shehiksa osola soso avod azara. The Rive is talking about a case where I designated an animal to be an avod azara, to worship this animal. That's the Rive's case, and that can work right when I designate it. That can work with words, just like as a quoted, but just like somebody might violate the isra of avod azara itself when they say eloki eloka ata without doing anything. They just accept it. So if I accept this to be an avodah zarah, that works. Hilkach, says the Radvaz, b'sha'a she'gaza zo sha'aza avodah bo, right when I do anything to it, not worshiping it, not bowing down to it, but I do something to it, havikilu batal aksaso. I was mevatal my aksah. Diginayu la'asoso avodah zarah. It's a genai to take my idol and do something with it. Right? That's showing that I'm doing something, mevatel, I'm more powerful than the avodah zara, I'm shearing it, I'm working it. So that's the Ravid. The Ravid is talking about a case where it's actual avodah zara. V'gamar Rav zal mode b'din zeh, and the Rambam would agree to this. Shari avodah zara gufa yesh la bitol. Kol shekein amukse la'asoso avodah zara. Ela shadayin lo avdu sheyesh lo bitol. Ve'en lucha bitol gadol migziza v'avodah. And there's no greater bitol. That is the Ravid. Aye, what about the Rambam? The Girsas Rabbeinu upirusha Iri b'maksa behema lehakriva lifnei avodah zara olishamish avodah zara. The Rambam and he says Rashi, right? Our Rashi. They both hold that no, they're talking about a case of tikroves avodah zara. That's what Rashi says explicitly here. Tikroves avodah zara. So that's the opposite. You have to do something to create it to be a tikroves avodah zara, and just words would not be good enough. And v'nir eshagam ha'ravid modemazeh. And I think the Ravid would agree to this, says the Radvaz. Shekasav hol v'hiksa gufo lios avodah zara. That's the Ravid's lashon. Mashma b'kiyagam no lo bina maisa klal. Aval hamaksa oso l'shamesh l'avodah zara b'ino sheyaseh ba maisa. V'efshar, then he even says, shalo haisa daito l'hasek ha'rabeinu. It's possible that the Ravid ever even meant to argue with the Rambam here, unusually, Elo lomar, just to say, he's just saying, you know what, according to the other girsa, we learn another din. For Rabbeinu Sover, ki oso din pashutu, bikava chomer, davod azar gufa. Okay, that's what he starts off by saying. But then he says, I'm not 100% sure, but the Rambam tries to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay. We continue. So we're in the Braisa that the Gemara quoted to prove Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Again, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that Yotzei Dofen is called a Leida by a woman, but he wouldn't say that when it comes to a carbon. When it comes to an animal to be used for a carbon, Yotzei Dofen would be a problem because the Braisa here excludes a number of animals, including Yotzei Dofen, from the halacha of him also lo yeret. All these animals, including Yotzei Dofen, have to go down off the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara. Umari, so the Rabbo says, Elu, Lhotzias Elu, why do I include the first group, which are Lon, Yotzei, Tame Nosar, Pigol, all of those? Why do I include those and say those have a halach of him also lo yeret, ulahotzias elu, and I exclude the second ones on the list, including Yotzei Dofen, Muksa, Nirba? Why do I exclude those? So acha shariba hakasavu miyet, since the Torah includes some and excludes some, zos toras is an inclusionary phrase, zos is an exclusionary phrase. So after I include some and I exclude some, so amart marba anias elu shayipsulan bakodesh, I include those who are in the category of psulin bakodesh. Umotzi anias elu shloyipsulan bakodesh, and I exclude those who are in the category of lo hayipsulan bakodesh. Let's just finish the raya. Ktani mias yotzei dofen de lo. So here included on the list is yotzei dofen, which we say the halacha is does not stay up on the Mizbeach, the low. So my love, Yotzei Dofen the Kachim. Doesn't this mean the Braisa isn't talking about Yotzei Dofen for Kachim? And therefore, this would be a Raya to support Rabbi Yochanan's Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Stop there for a minute. That is the Raya. What exactly does Psulan Bakodesh mean? What does it mean when the category of karbanos that are psulim bakodesh or not psulim bakodesh? So, many different opinions of the Rishonim will mention four. Rashi says, right here, third line on top, shela'achar sheba'u la'azara ira psulan. Psulim bakodesh means that it became pasul later on, only once it came into the azara. So that's a late-breaking psul. Where does that come up? Pigol, tamei, lon, nishpach dama, all of those. The animal was kosher, all the way until after it came in the Azara. So that's why those psulim stay on the Mizbeach. Right? But the other ones, Roveya, Nirba, Muksa, that had a problem to begin with. Right? When it came into the Mizbeach, it was already Nifsal. It was already tainted. So that's why the Kedusha never gets off the ground, and we see him, Allah, Yered. That is Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos does not like Rashi's Pshat, because Tosfos could say, according to Rashi, what, Ruveya, Nirba, Muksa, Nevan, all of those have to be before it came into the Azara? No, what happens if somebody's Ruveya the animal after it came into the Azara? Right, so it's not Dafka that Ruveya and Nirba have to be in the Azara. So I don't think that definition of Psalm HaKodesh is correct. So Tosfos has two other pshatim. First Tosfos says, Dibur Maskil Shahaya. First he says, She'ein psulin yachol lios ad acher shehukdash. Number one, psulin bakodesh means that the psul can only exist after the animal was sanctified. When it comes to roveya nearby, those are psulin. The animal doesn't have to be a karban in order to have the psul roveya. Psul roveya, and then the animal becomes hektish, it's still a problem. The psul roveya has nothing to do with being a karban. That's lo haya psulin bakodesh. It's not possible being kodesh. But the first category, those are all psulim in the category of hektish. Once it is hektish, those become puzzle. Pigol is only something that is shayach to a karban. If the animal is shechted at night, chulin can be shechted at night, as long as there's a light. But a karban cannot, because it's not in avoda. Yeah, shchita lav avodahi, that's true. But in terms of laila, it is puzzle. Chutz lezmano, lon, yotze, tame, all of those are only have to do with the fact that it is already a carbon. So that's the beginning of Tosfos. Shem psulon yacholios ad acher shehukdash. Aval roveya venirba, matzilios bodon chulin. Roveya nirba, nothing to do with it. Even while it's chulin, it is good enough. It can happen, at that time as well. Okay, that is number two. Tosfos number three, the second day of Tosfos, third that we are mentioning. Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos, venir lafarish, dehecha dekayotze bo kasher b'makam acher, kari psula bakodesh. A third idea, what does psula bakodesh mean? It means that it's only pasul here, but it's kosher elsewhere. It's psula bakodesh, but it's not pasul elsewhere. Lo haya psula bakodesh means it's an objective psula, it's always pasul. Roveya, nirba, nogeach, all of those are always pasul. There's never a time where those will be kosher. But the items on this list, the first list of nishpach dama and Nosar and Tamei and Lan, all of those are kosher elsewhere. Where? Says Tosfos, Venir Lafarsh, Deichel Degez Bokaj Bokamachar Karib Sula Bakodesh, Nishchat Balaila. You're allowed to shech the night. What does that mean? That means Avoda Balaila is kosher elsewhere. Where? Hechsher Bevar Mupadarim. Right? You're allowed to, the leftover fats in the limbs are burnt overnight. So you see, there is an Avoda that is Shayach during the night. What about Yotzei Dama? If the blood goes out, where is that kosher elsewhere, shechein kosher be'emurin, ve'emurim shechein kosher ba'bama. Right, if you keep going, by a bama, some of these are okay. Nishpach dama. What about nishpach dama? That's okay because you had a proper kabbalah. Shechein kibat shekibla haisa behechsher, mikri psula bakodesh. That is good enough. That's an important line. That relates to the connection between the dalat avodos. We discussed this in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. Dalat avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Do we look at them as four separate units? The beginning of Zvachim, dav dalat, you require separate psukim to teach me halachos by each of the avodos. So why is that? Just say it's avodos and avoda. So sometimes you find that you do need separately mudim. Sometimes you find that, no, one pasuk can teach me about all of the avodos. Biyom savoso says everything has to be by yom and apalaiva. So here we have a parallel and a connection between two of the avodos, between Kabbalah and right, the continuation of Kabbalah. Once you had a good Kabbalah, even if it's Nishmach Tama, it would be okay. V'lashem psula, and Tosfos just explains, V'lashem psula b'kodesh, hainu, she'en kam psul gomor, ela nifsal b'kedusha so. Okay, that is the third pshat. You look in the Rashba here has a fourth pshat. He says, similar to Rashi, but not exactly. It's not based on place, it's based on when it is done. The Rashba says these psulim all occur after a proper shechita was done. After a shechita ru'i is done. That's when all these psulim occur. They don't occur. You can't have a nishpat dama before the animal is shechted. You can't have a tameh and a lawn before the animal is shechted. So that's what psulim ha-kodesh does not mean after it's in the azara, but it means after a shechita kshera is done. Okay, so that's the category of psulim ha-kodesh versus non-psulim ha-kodesh. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says in the third line, so this brisa quotes Yossi Dofen as being excluded. Yossi Dofen, according to Reb Shimon, is im also Tayraid, so isn't that a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that Yossi Dofen is a problem, is not called a regular leida when it comes to Kachim. So the Gemara answers, no raya. Amar Afuna Breder of Nasan, lo. Maybe the Bryce is not talking about Yossi Dofen of Kachim in general, but Yossi Dofen di Bechor. Maybe it's just referred to Yossi Dofen of Bechor. So if a bechor is a certain type of carbon, but if a bechor is a Yosei Dofen, obviously it does not have Kedushas Bechor. It says the Gemara, Bechor, Mipeta Rechem Nafga. You don't need the psukim mentioned in the Brisa of Zos Toras and Zos excluding Toras, including. You don't need Zos to exclude Yosei Dofen from Bechor. You know that from elsewhere. The Pasuk says a Bechor is a Peta Rechem. So if it's not a Peta Rechem, so then it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. So the Brisa can't be referring to that. You know that from elsewhere. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Elamai de Kachim. What's better if it refers to all Kachim, that Peter Rechem is not included, and you know that from that Pasuk? Me'imo Nafka. You also have a different source for that as well. You know that from the Gzeira Shava of Imo. That came up on yesterday's daf. But the Pasuk says, by Kachim Imo, and it says it by, Rashi quotes the psukim here, right, referring to yesterday's Gemara, to the Kaddish, to Gemara Mibachar. So the Gemara says, hi, Mai. So back to the question. You want to tell me that it's only referring to Bechor? It cannot be referring to Bechor because you have an extra pasuk by Bechor, so you have an extra pasuk by Kachim too. So the Gemara says, 1 second, hi, Mai. Iyamar Bishlama de Kachim. If you say it's talking about Kachim and therefore it is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, hi, no disrichot shrei kroy. I understand why you need two different psukim to teach me that Yotzei Dofen is a problem by Kachim. Why? Chad lebehemas chulin to ola derech dofen va'akdasha, v'chad lebehemas kachim to ola derech dofen. I need it for two cases. Where a chulin animal, I have a chulin animal that's born Yotzei Dofen, and then I'm akdash it, that's a problem. And also, if I have a behemas kachim, a karbon, that had a baby, derech dofen, both of those are excluded. So I understand why I would need two different psukim to exclude, to say Yossi Dofen is a problem by Kachim for these two cases, because each one I might have said is, if it only had a one, I would say, oh only that's a problem, because that's worse. If I say Yossi Dofen, only in the first case, where it's born Chulin, it's born Yossi Dofen, and then I'm Makdish it, so then I might say that, oh, it didn't happen when it was a Karbon, so it's not as problematic. But it happens when it's a Karbon, so it happened, I would have said, if you only had the exclusion by that case, I would say only that case is a problem. Because it was Yossi Dofen even before it became a carbon. But if its mother was a carbon, if it became Yossi Dofen afterwards, maybe that would be okay. Or the opposite. If it's Yossi Dofen when it's a carbon, that's a bizayan, that's a ganai. Mashiach came earlier. Okay, so I would need two psukim. Fixavar, and at least our girsa has this line, Vlados Kachim Bahava Yasarim Kadoshim. And I would also hold that Vlados Kachim get their status of being a carbon, Bahava Yasan, when they come to being. If I hold that way, Rashi does not have this line of the Girsa, because Rashi says, this Machlokas has come up elsewhere, Rashi says, this Shita that the Gemara just suggested works both ways. Rashi says, Nira Be'enai, right across from where we are, Delo Garcin Anlay, we are not Gores Bahava Yasan. Upirish Meshubashu. It's a mistake. Why? Because why should this be limited to a case where the animals get Kedusha when they are, meaning when they're born, even before, when they are created in the mother's womb? The Me'ayimo, that also, you would say the same halacha, that Yossi Dofen would be excluded. Okay, so Rashi takes out that line. But either way, the Gemara says, if you say the Brisa is talking about a case of kachim, and therefore Yotzei Dofen is excluded from all kachim. I understand why you would need two psukim. The pasuk quoted in our brisa and the pasuk of Imo to exclude the two cases of Yotzei Dofen by kachim. Ela I amrit to bechar, but if you say that the brisa is referring to bechar, so what do you need two psukim for? Mipet derechem nafka. Right, you know from Pet Derechem. You don't need the pasuk in our brisas. That's why it cannot be referring to Bechar, and therefore it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues and says, Hachanami Mistava. This also makes sense that the brisa is referring to Kachim. Because look at the other cases in the brisa. Besides Yosei Dofen, they all have two different Makoros. Midiktani, Haroveya, Vahanir, Bava, Muksava, Never, Akilayim. All these cases, Roveya Nirba, animals that were used for a relationship with a person, Muksa Neva Kilayim, all these cases, Hani Me Hachanafka, you exclude them. You say Im Allah Yered from this pasuk of Zos, Me Hasamnafka. You know it from elsewhere. Min HaBehema, from the beginning of Vayikra, describing what you can bring karbanas from. Min HaBehema, from animals, what is Min? Lahotzi HaRoveya VaNirba. You can't bring a karban from Roveya Nirba. Min HaBakar, Lahotzi Es HaNeva, to exclude a worshipped animal. Umin HaTzon, Lahotzi Es HaMuksa, a designated animal, as we had earlier. Umin HaTzon, the Vav, Lahotzi Es HaNogeyach, to exclude a gorer, an animal that killed a person. All of these are excluded from bringing them as a karban. Visu, and just keep, let's continue first. Visu, and also kilayim, mehaka nafka. Do you know kilayim from, again, zos, mehazam nafka? Shor chesavo eis, shor prala kilayim. Shor excludes, now this is an MR, this is not in the beginning of a yikra. Right, prala kilayim. Shor, you can bring a shor, but not, you can't bring a kilayim animal. O eis, prala nidme. Right, you can't bring a nidme animal. So all these cases, you see, you have two different psukim. So why do you need two different psukim for? Ela is shrichu shrei kroy. It must be you need two. Chalav emes chulim, chalav emes kachim. Want to tell me where the problem comes on the animal when the animal is chulin, and one, if it comes on the animal even after it's kachim. So chanami is shrichu shrei kroy. So to hear by the yotzei dofen, I need two psukim, period. End of the brisa, and we end up saying that it is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that according to Rabbi Shimon, Yotzei Dofen is a problem by kachim, even though Rabbi Shimon held that by a woman it is called a leida. Period. Stop there for a few moments. Roveya and Nirba, all of these obviously are averus. Muksa Nevad, we know, is avodah zara. Roveya and Nirba are also averus. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, all the way at the end of Parshas Kedoshim, all the way at the end of, the end of Parshas Achremos, when we talk about all of the Arayos. So the end of the discussion of the Arayos is Mishkav Behema. Interesting, the order we discussed this at length when we had Mitzvah Shir, you have all the Arayos listed. All of the Arayos, you have Erbas Isha, Bas Bita, Bas Bina, Achei Ha'av, Eishes Achei Ha'av, you have all of the Arayos listed. And then you have Nida, towards the end. And after Nida, then you have Molech, which is not one of the Arayas, obviously. So you shouldn't give your children to Molech. And after Molech, you have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. We discussed then, not many Mefarshim pick up on this, but why this is the order in the Torah. The Rabbeinu of Bachai discussed this a little bit. We mentioned in Mitzvah Shir. But why is the order, you have all of the Arayos, and then before you finish the Arayos, you go into Molech. And then you have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. We mentioned possibly that it has to do with Molech, has to do with giving up one's children, and Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema are cases where there is no potential, obviously, for children. That's part of the issue. But either way, we mentioned then a couple of other suggestions, what the order is. But the last two mitzvahs in Parshas Achremos, counted by the Chinuch, is Mishkav Zachar and our Mishkav Behema, one for a man and one for a woman. The Menachas Chinuch points out here that these are mitzvahs that are incumbent upon non-Jews as well. Menachas Chinuch says, in Reish Yud Oz Gimel, mitzvazu kol b'nei ha'olam mitzuvim. They're all mitzvah. Just like the Chinuch says earlier, the Chinuch says this explicitly in Reish Tes when he talks about Mishkav Zachar. V'zos bina arayish nesav olei kol b'nei ha'olam bechlal. Bein Yisrael o kol shar ha'umos. Right, all umos are included in the Isra of Mishkav Zachar. Right, that is the Rambam says even Avadim Kananim are included in this Isra of Nehragan Alav. Interesting, this is what the Chinuch says many times. The most clear formulation of this idea is the Chinuch later on in Parshas Vayeschanan on the mitzvah of Losis Aveh, where the Chinuch says that we know that there are seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shvichas Damim, and Avraham and Achai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim, seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Chinuch says there that these aren't seven out of the 613. These are seven categories. There's a lot included in each category. When we say that non-Jews have seven of 613, it's really not true. They have about 30 of 613. There are many mitzvahs included in Avodah Zarah. There are many mitzvahs included in Gezel. That's the context of the Chinuch. He says Losis Aveh is included in Gezel. And there are many mitzvahs included in Gili Arayas. The Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch goes through each Arayas. Which one apply to non-Jews and which one don't apply to non-Jews. That is what the Chinuch says here. He says by Mishkav Zachar, it is something that applies to non-Jews. And the Minchas Chinuch says that the Mishkav Behema also applies to non-Jews as well. Okay, so that is Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. By the way, there's two separate mitzvahs, one for a man, one for a woman. So Lishkav im Behemos, and Shlo Tishkemna Hanashim im HaBehemos. Okay, two different psukim for two different mitzvahs related to Roveya and Nirba. Okay, we continue. Just one other comment that we have on the continuation of the Braisa. The Braisa excluded Kilayim. Right, Shor Chazav Ezo, Shor Prat Likilayim. It's an interesting Levush. We mentioned this in the past at one point, but the Levush says, Prat Likilayim, where's the Levush? Can you mention this? We know the Levush lived right after the Shulchan Aruch, the Levush, or Mordechai Yafi. He named all of his farm based on a pasuk in the Megillah. His real name was Mordechai. So the Sefer Aruch Chaim is Levush Malchus, his Sefer on I think Yoredei is Aterazov, on Choshem Mishpat, it's Butzvar Gaman. It's all based on the pasuk of Mordechai Yatzav Bilfrei Melech, Levush Malchus, Aterazahav, Vechulu, and then his, in Laihuda Maisa Orav, the Simcha, with the pasuk, his Sefer on Rashi, Ala Torah, is the Levush Ha'ora. Right, based on that pasuk as well. The Levush says in Hilchos Lulav, in Arachayim, Tafresh Memtes, he says, Esrog Murkav, an esrog that is murkav from a lemon and an esrog is possible to use for the mitzvah. Yesh rotzim lachshir osama esrogim abayim and apardis shekorin gartazi. Vani omer sheim psulim and atara. I think they're possible, says the Levush. Why? Shahari yadua sheim murkavim. They are murkav. They are grafted. Shehurkav anaf me'ilan esrog betoch ilan merz. A lemon. O limona. O ifcha. They are grafted. V'hari nevda ba'avira da'arkava. It's mitzvah ba'avira, says the Levush. Right? It's a murkav. They weren't allowed to do that. That's the Isra of Kilayim. V'yava gavti hishir kivu goy, even if a goy does it. Ika l'manda amr perikal and misas. There's a day in Sanhedrin Nunvav that even a ben noach is mitzvah al-harkavas ilan. V'kiva denevda ba'avira, afa gavta butar ba'achila, imis l'gavoha. You can't use it for a mitzvah. It's disgusting to gavoha. And then he quotes, Dumya de behemas kilayim. Just like the behemas kilayim, the avagav de mutter ba'achila asur lekarban, mitam de neved ba'avera, im isa legavoa, hachanami acha. It's mitzvah ba'avera, it's ma'us legavoa. That is the chiddush of the Levush, comparing our Gemara. An animal of kilayim is excluded, so too he says, an esrog of kilayim is excluded. Achronim, after the Levush, also pasol the an esrog murkav, but not dafka for his reason. He says it's mitzvah ba'avera. Let's say mitzvah ba'avera murkav. That type of avera is going to adhere in the status of the chefsa. The Shvus Yaakov and the Tshuva and Chelik Al Simin Lamed Vav, Rabbi Yaakov Raisha, where he says no, it's possible because it's a murkav, but not because it's mitzvah ba'avera. It's murkav. It's not an esrog. It's not an esrog. And then he quotes the story. I think we mentioned in the past. He quotes the story that one time his great grandfather. Shvus Yaakov was 1700s. So his grandfather, great-grandfather, 150 years before him, was a rav in a town. He quotes Mori Zakeni. And his grand, they only had an esrog murkav. That's the only esrog they had in the whole town. And they were going to use it, but you know what, not make a bracha, because they didn't think that it was appropriate to make a bracha on. And he quotes that a lot of people started screaming that you can make a bracha on a murkav, and the Shach, the great Shach, was visiting Prague at that time, and he said at the time, you know what, make a bracha. Make a bracha on it. I think that you can make a bracha. And there was a big rash whether you can make a bracha on it or not. But he quoted that you can make a bracha. And right when the chazan was about to make a bracha on it,
the Chazin dropped it. And they took it as a simin that it was not appropriate to make a bracha. And they sent to the Chachmei Yerushalayim, who sent back, no bracha. The Hagon Balshach nischarit al harazu kodemoso. And the Shmos Yaakov says that the Shach felt bad and retracted. Before he died, he was upset that he told the Rav of the community to make a bracha. And he was mitzave lebno b'ksav yado sheyevakish mechila me'es mori chami zakeni al sheshagag b'davar zeh negdo. Ubeno hera ksav yado lezakeni hagon zatzal v'tei menuchasam kavod v'chudu eni kedidius. V'chein haskamas hataz among an Avram. We quote all the poskim that we don't use more kaves rogim, but not because it is misal b'avera, but because it is a morkav, so it's not defined as an esrog. Why wouldn't you say it's misal b'avera? It doesn't adhere. Doesn't adhere in the. In the chefsa, you might say Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes that Misal Bavavir is only psul derabanan. So it's only psul derabanan. So then maybe right, that's why you'd be able to use it. There is another limit on Misal Bavavir, and then we'll continue. And that is the Ritva. The Ritva quotes Bali Atosfos three times in Masechta Sukkah, at least. There are other times as well, but the Ritva quotes Bali Atosfos interestingly that Matzah Gzula. Stolen matzah does not appear in the Bavli. Stolen matzah, being Misal B'Avera, only appears in the Yerushalmi. Not in the Bavli. In the Bavli, Misal B'Avera is only found in a very limited way. It's found by a karban. That's where you have it at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Found by a karban, and it's found by Lulav. So why is that? Says the Ritva, Misal B'Avera only applies by mitzvahs that are ba'al ratzos. Mitzvahs that are meant directly to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used in, not every mitzvah brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a mitzvah that inherently is defined as doing something that's meant to appease God. So that's davening, and that's karbanos, and that's saying a bracha possibly, the Gemara says a bracha in the Maseches Baba Kama, and also lulav. Lulav is used as part of tefillah. And therefore, maybe there can apply to mitzvah b'avera. So maybe that's what the Levush is based on. It could even apply to Dal and Minim, because those are mitzvahs that are ba'laratzos. Okay, that has to do a little bit with kilayim. And we continue. We'll get back to lulav and sukkah if we can at the end of the shiur if there is time. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan new brisa. Hamakasha shlosha yamim the yatz of laderach dofan. Oh, getting back to the previous parak. A woman has labor pain for 3 days and then she gives birth. So we learned in the previous parak, if she has labor, 3 days of labor pain going straight into the birth, then she is not a zava. Because we attribute all of the pain and the re'ios to the birth, and there's a special limud, that zava is not created by a leda. But what happens if after the 3 days of pain she has a birth through yotzei dofen, cesarean? So, says the Tanakama, harezi you let us bezov. That is a ziva, because that's not called a leda. For Rabbi Shimon, mit omer, einzu yoles bezov. No, that's not called ziva. That's not yoles bezov. That is a woman who had a birth. That's a machlokas. Same machlokas, as we'll see. Tanakama holds that it is not a birth, and Rabbi Shimon says it is a birth. That next part of the brisa, vidam hayotze misham, and blood that comes out of there. We don't know what there is yet, but blood that comes out of there, tamei, is tamei blood. For Rabbi Shimon retire, Rabbi Shimon is betire. So, what is that referring to? So, we don't know yet. So, let's see. Bishlama Reisha, I understand the first line of the Brisa, Reisha Reb Shimon Letaimei, Rabbanon Letaimayu. The Reisha works out perfectly. The Tanakhama says that this woman is Tamei Mishab Ziva. She's a Zava. Why? Because she did not have a birth. Yotzei Dofen is not called a birth. So, she is a Zava, and that's why she's called the Yoledes. She's a Yoledes Bezov. She's a Zava. She's not even a Yoledes. Reb Shimon says that no, it is a birth, and therefore she is not a Zava. Ella Seifa B'may Pligi. But what's the Seifa talking about? The Tanakhama says that the blood that comes out is Tamei, and Rabbi Shimon says Tahar. Rashi says it cannot be talking about the blood coming out with the baby, the Rav Dofen, because then it should be the opposite. Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon should say Tamei. Why? Because it is a Vlad, right? Rabbi Shimon mitamei damar Vladu, v'chacham mitarim, right? Because it's not a birth. Right, so it's just something coming out of somewhere else. It's like a damaka. So, what is the machlokas in the bright in the seifa? So, I'll save my pligi. So, Ravina suggests kagon she yotza vlad derech dofen vidam derech rechem. The vlad came out the derech dofen, but the blood came out derech rechem, and now we have the machlokes. Reb Shimon l'taymir, Rabban l'tamayu. Reb Shimon holds that this woman is not a zava. So if she's not a zava, so the blood is tahora. The Rabbanan hold that she is a zava. So anything that comes out of that makom has status of dam ziva, which would be tame. So that's the machlokes. It's talking about with the blood does not come out of the same place. So maskev Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says 1 second. Chada dahainu reisha. If that's the machlokes, then that's an exact replication of the first line of the Brisa. Basically saying the same thing. That she's a Zava or she's not a Zava. So what would we need that second line for? Va'od and also, Misham. The word Misham in the Brisa, Makum Vlan Mashma. It sounds like it's coming from that place, from there. From the same place the Vlan is coming out from. Doesn't sound like it's talking about two different places. So El Amar of Yosef, so therefore of Yosef, says, we had yesterday of Yosef, but here he knows what to say. Elam Rav Yosef says, Kigon, this is what the case of the Seifa is. Goche Yotza Vlad Vidam Derech Tofen. No, it came out from both. But it's a totally separate issue. Separate machlokas. It's not talking about the case of Yotzi Tofen, but the machlokas is, Ubim Makar Makomo Tame Kamifliki. The machlokas is, like we had already twice in the Masechta, where if you have Dam that touched, that was in the spot of the makar of the uterus, do we say just being there makes it tame, even though it's coming out of a different place? Right, this dam is coming out of the same place with the vlad, the dofen, right, cesarean, but the blood's coming out, but it came from the makar. So do we say, since it touched the makar, it's tame? So bar savar, makar makamo tame. So the Tanakama, the Rabbanan say, makar makamo tame, and therefore this blood is going to be tame, because it went by the makar, umar savar, makar makamo tar. And the other one says, no, it's tar. Just because it touched there doesn't mean that it is tame. It has to go out the regular way. So that is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon here. It's about makar makamo tame or not. We mentioned back on Daf Tezayin, we discussed this a little bit, what exactly, how does this tumah work of makar makamo tame? If you look in Rashi here, Rashi says it's a tumas maga. Rashi on the fourth skinny line or so, miyu tipa atzma metame b'maga, mishum denaga b'makar. It's nogia b'makar, which is a huge chiddush, because this dam that comes out is an avatuma. The makar itself is an avatuma. Usually an avatuma touches something else, you go down a level. Go down a level, it's av to a rishon. And yet here Rashi and the Ritva as well say that it is a tumas maga that does not go down. How is this? So remember the Tosfos we mentioned back on Daf Tezayin. Tosfos said in the second paragraph of Tezayin and Aleph, Dibra maskel b'makar makar motame, this tuma is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and it is a rule breaker. It breaks rules. First of all, it's a tumas maga that does not go down. Number two, it's tumas beis hastarim. You might say, you never have a maga inside tumas beis hastarim. Number three, you don't need a revius. Usually to transfer tuma, you need a minimum shear. It's not a tumas re'iyah that doesn't need a shear. It's a maga, so you would need a shear. So all of these are rule breakers. That's the Tosfos on Tezayin Amid Aleph. If you look in the Ramban here, the Ramban and the Rashba argue with Rashi and the Ritva. They say, no, it's not a tumas negiyah. It's a special tumah of the makar is tameh, so anything that comes from the makar is also tameh. Not because of, or passes by the makar, but not because of negiyah. It's created there. It was notzar there, so therefore it's makar makamo tameh, but not because it was a tumas maga. So that's an important machlokas we've shown him how this works. Good. Continuing the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds, according to Rashi, this means this Reish Lakish is arguing on Rav Yosef. Because Reish Lakish is saying that you can never have a chiluk between the Rav Yosef said the dam might be tamei or tar, but that does not have any ramification on the woman. Amar Reish Lakish, l'divrei hametamei b'dam, hametamei b'isha. According to the one who says the dam is tamei, because of makar makamo tamei, the isha is also tamei. Meaning why? Because it's tumas nida. Tumas nida does not have to come out the normal way of derech the rechem. No, it has to not come out the derech the oso makom. Even says Reish Lakish, if you say the dam is tame, so that's dam mishum nida, and therefore the woman is also tame. Well, derech mitar b'dam, mitar b'isha. According to the one who's mitar b'dam, mitar b'isha. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the Ritva is the one that says it b'feirus. He argues under Yosef. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afle derech mitame b'dam mitar b'isha. No. The Isha is for sure Tahar. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that an Isha Nida is never going to become a Nida. An Isha is never going to become a Nida unless the Dam comes out the normal way. Derech Pruzdar. But Rabbi Reish Lakish argues. So that is an extended machlokas from the first suggested one of Rabbi Yosef. And how we get into this? All talking about the second line of the Brisa. V'yazer Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Minayin she'inisha tameya acha yetze madveh derech arvasa. How do we know that a woman is never tameya nida unless the blood comes out in the normal way it comes out, derech erva? But if it comes out derech dofen, then it's called a dam maka, and therefore it wouldn't be matameh. Er shenemar v'isha she'ishkav esisha dava v'gila es ervasa es mekora hera. Right, the context of nida, so it says, it talks about ervasa. Melame she'inisha tameya acha yetze madveh derech arvasa. Only tell me if it comes out there, period. Continuing, Amar Ish Lakash Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Makor she'ne'ekar v'nafala aretz temeya. Rish Lakash holds that a makor, if a piece of the uterus, or the uterus, comes out, is detached from the woman, and it comes out on the ground, temeya, it is tameh. You don't need blood coming from the makor itself. She'ne'emar, yan hi shafech nechushtech v'tigalei ervasech. So you see, it's still called, after it's nishpach, after it's poured out, it's still called erva. Rashi says it's still called erva. Ki ilu hu bimkomo, as if it's in its proper place. So lomai, it's called erva in what regard? Pasuk in Yechezkel. So ilema lutumas shiva. Is it tamei mamish? Like a woman is a need, it's tamei tumas shiva. Like a boel nides batamei shiva. So dam amrachman of alochaticha. No, only dam nides batamei. Or boel nida. But v'loch haticha, not a piece, el tumas erev. So you're right, it's a lower level tumah. It's tameh, but only for one day. It makes you tameh for one day. Amar Rav Yochanan, similar, makor sheziyah k'shtei margilias tameya. If two drops come out of the makar that are clear, margilias, like a clear pearl, that's also tameh. If you know vada, the two drops came from the makar, because you have to be worried. Lomai, so ilay mil tumas sheva, is what we're talking about. Two drops, clear drops that come out, you're going to say that is tumas nida. That's not true. We learned earlier, daf yates, chamisha damim tamei beisha v'sulo. Only five colors of dam, of red, are matamei beisha and amur, and these are not on that list. So what's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? So el tumas erev, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about two drops that you know for sure came from the makor are at least matamei you for a day. For a day. Not because of dam nida, but because naga b'makor. Right, makar makomo tame. It was touched the makar v'dafka tarti, and only two drops aval chada ema me'alma asya. But if it's only one, then we would say maybe it came from elsewhere. We're not sure that it came from the makar. Two drops from the makar, though, then we would say at least one of them came from the makar and makar makomo tame. The Rambam quotes these halachas in Hilchas Mitame Mishkav Moshav. What is that set of halachas about? It's literally mitame mishkav moshav. It's about the individuals who create tumas mishkav and tumas moshav. Yoledes, zav, zava, and nida. Those four people. Mitzora is not on this list, not for now. It has a little different halachas, separate areas of halacha, tumas saras. That's the previous set of halachas. But in mitame mishkav moshav, the Rambam puts nida, yoledes, zav, and zava. So in there, the Rambam quotes this halacha. Makar ha'isha sheneaka v'nafal aretz, because we're talking about an isha nida. So a woman who, her makar comes out, ha'isha tameya tumas erev. She doesn't become a nida, but she is tameya tumas erev. And if she has these two tipi margolis that come out, ha'isha tameya tumas erev, aval ina nida, achetira echa mechamisha damam tamam b'isha. Right, that's the, if it's only one tipa came out, ha'isha tahora. She'ina ala mechus la'makar, we assume it came out mechus. Because if it came out of the makar, it definitely would have been at least two. That's the assumption of the b'risa. Okay, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said yesterday that when does a woman become tamei mishum nida, or any woman for that matter, even before the dam comes out of her body, even just when it exits the makar and it's in the beis achitzon. So heinio beis achitzon. What does that mean? What is the beis achitzon? So a couple of opinions. Amar Reish Lakish kol shetinokos yoshvos v'nireis. Beis achitzon is if a girl sits, let's say Indian style. So the makar, her makar opens a little bit. So the area inside that is able to be seen from the outside, if one would check. So that is considered beis achitzon. I'm with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "What? That's beis achitzon? Also, welcome goli ezel sheres. That's considered outside the body. Beis achitzon we're talking about is somewhere inside the body that even before it comes out. So we say it is going to be tamei and have the status of damnita. But the place that Rabbi Shlakish suggests, that's considered a makam goli. That's not called beis astarim. If a sheretz touches there, so that's going to make the person tamei. That's not what a beis achitzon is. So Ella, it's try number two. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan ad bein hashinayim. Means bein hashinayim, which is a place a little more further up where pieces of flesh hang down, looking like teeth. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan says. Up until that point, ad ben hashinayim. Iboy lahu, ben hashinayim kelefnim o kolachutz. At ben hashinayim, is that considered inside that it's not matame yet, or that it is matame or kolachutz? That's too far out. So tashma, the Tani Reb Zakkai. Ad ben hashinayim atzman kelefnim. Okay, that's a try number two. Bimasisa tana, third brisa, third shita. The brisa tells us, makam disha. The place where it's threshed. My makam disha, what does that mean? Amar of Yehuda, makam shashemesh dash. The place inside, as far as the Aver HaZachar gets during the Maisa Biyah, so that spot, that is called the Beis HaChitzon, according to the third opinion. These all might be the same opinions. The Rambam seems to quote both of them, but these are the different opinions quoted by the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. So what's the limud? How do we know this? Biv Sarah, how do we know that a woman is Matami Mishim Nida even before it comes out? And that's why, if you remember at the beginning of the Masechta, we had to be Matami her backwards, because maybe it was a Beis HaChitzon, Kosle Beis HaRechem, Hemiduhu. So Tana Rabbanan. Biv Sarah, Malami Sham Matama Bifnim Kebachutz. Biv Sarah, so I know a woman is Matame even while it's still inside. The Ainli Ella Nida, Zava Minayin, I only know what this is about Nida. How do I know even by Zava? She has the status of Zava before it comes out. Tambalomar, Zova, Biv Sarah. Because by Nida uses the word Zava. Poleta Shechva Zera Minayin. How do I know about Poleta Shechva Zera? That is also included. A woman who is Polet Shechva Zera after the Maisa Biyah, even before the Shechva Zera comes out of her, she is Tamim Mishum Shechva Zera, Poletes. Tamalamar Yiyya. So all of them are included. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon argues on the last one. Daya Kabo Allah. Rabbi Shimon says, come on, Poleta Shechva Zera is going to be Matamim Shem Shechva Zera even before it comes out of her, but the man himself is not Matame Mishum Shechva Zera until it comes out. That's what the Mishnah said. So you're going to say she's worse? Poleta Shechva Zera cannot be worse than Motzi Shechva Zera, says Rabbi Shimon. Ma Boala Eina Matame Achetetzi Tuma Lachutz, just like the Boala cannot be Matame, Afhi Eina Matame Achetetzi Tuma Lachutz, so too she cannot be Matame until it comes out of her. So that is an important shita. Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Poleta Shechva Zera can be more chamor than the Motzi Shechva Zera itself. Let's stop here by the Savar. Maybe we'll start next time talking about Poleta Shechva Zera. We never got to talk about that yet, the 4 or 5 days that a woman has to wait, Lamaisa, before she starts counting her Shivan Akiyam, Poleta Shechva Zera, and then we'll get into other issues that are related. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beth Hashem, we will continue.